Welcome to the Shum Soul Experience. My name is Stefan, I'm the host of the show. In the last couple of weeks, we've been working on creating, at last, an international program, all beautifully filmed, and should be in English, German, Spanish, Chinese, Hindi, whatever. So we want to translate it in all languages. And anyway, we've been filming this with a professional crew here the last few weeks. And right now, making all the voiceovers and all the audio for these programs. And that really made me think last week from what exactly is the core of all this. Now and then, yeah, I just realized again from, you know, that what we are looking for is what we are. We are that. You know, it's not something far away. You all are already that what you're looking for. The only thing is we're too busy with other things. So what you can learn, people, is not to do something about that what you are or whatever. No, because you cannot do something for that because, well, that's the way it is. The only way you can try to do in programs is try to get that what's in between that. That's the thing that's hindering you to see it, to get that out of the way. Once that is out of the way, you will see that, well, you are that. You are that space, that consciousness, that being, that however you want to call it. You're that right now, too. You know, every moment you are that. The only thing is we are, in general, not aware of it. And as I said before, that has a lot to do that... We got attached and we got involved in all these things that arise all time for us. And mainly our inner monologue, which is, well, defining our reality all day long. And of course, all these definitions stem from your upbringing. It's what Papa Mama told you. It's what the society you grew up and the time frame you grew up in. That formed your way of looking at the world and everything you experience on the inside. Is always from that angle, so it acknowledges that way of looking. That's why everything is the same for you. So if you want to experience a bigger reality, you know, that should change, in my point of view anyway. I think all major traditions, serious traditions, which are focused on, in which you can develop yourself, so to speak, they all agree on that that's the first step. And that's also the same in all our programs. I just saw, well, you know, if you don't get these things out of the way, you know, they keep on defining your reality and, well, then you get you're just stuck in this reality. So we developed a program in which you could say we have four different parts. One part is really, really focused on this, and that's, of course, attention management focus, is learning to withdraw your attention from the things that capture your attention. Because your attention should be free. When your attention is not captured by something, it's free, it's open, it's harmonious, it's peace, it's everything is there. You don't, as I said before, you don't have to do anything for that. That's what's there. The only thing is you should start paying attention to that instead of all the other things. And because we have this strong habit of that's the way we grew up, it's the way of our society, it's the way we are accustomed to deal with the things within ourselves, is, yeah, well, that has to change. And that's not so... Not so difficult. It's very simple. I don't say it's easy, but it's very simple, because the only thing you have to do is you'll get your attention in the here and now. So focus it on something which is, well, just here and now. For instance, your feet, because your feet are here. They have no fantasies. They have no dreams. They're not dreaming about tomorrow or having special wishes. No, they're just here. And what you give attention comes to life. So when you give attention to that, what's here and now, your attention will be in the here and now. Instead of dreaming away about tomorrow, yesterday, Pete, John, Spain, Italy, whatever. And I think in this, let's say, magical training, The main thing you have to learn is to preserve your energy. Because in my point of view, all your life force now sips out of you with a, you know, with a little bit of energy going in that thought and in that feeling and in such an opinion. And all your life force, because attention is life force, and because what you give attention comes to life, all your life force just drips out of you. So what you learn in these trainings is to keep your attention with yourself. And then you will see that you start accumulating energy. And you need this energy in order to manifest. The more power you can put behind an idea, well, the more are the chances it will manifest. If you cannot put power in it, well, not much will happen. And that's why we give so much emphasis on that. Because that's the whole thing in the whole New Age movement. These are beautiful ideas. The only thing is, well, you need to be very powerful in order to really do it. Because you can use any technique, but if you cannot put the intensity and the that force in it, well, then you can only create very minimal. So there's very much focus on that. That you keep your energy with yourself, and you will see that will, first of all, increase your ability to concentrate. Because just look now, you know, every few seconds we are, well, lost in a train of thought, lost in our dreams, lost in our fantasies. Well, you cannot do much when you're not there. You see, that's the whole point. We are here, but we're not here. We're here and we're dreaming about something else. We're dreaming about somebody else or another time, but a part of us is not here. As long as this part is not here, well, you cannot do much because it's not here. Yeah, so the first part is always bringing your attention where you actually are. As I said, that's the focus and attention management part. And in accordance to that, you could say concentration is the first step to meditation. Meditation is just letting go. It's just let everything be without going along with it. But when you didn't learn to concentrate, you will see that you can try to let go of everything. But every second something comes again, something else comes that grabs your attention. So that's why you always first start with concentration. And once you can concentrate, you can open up. You can meditate. So that's the second part of this sort of training we build together now. And then another third part, which I think is very, very useful if you want to develop yourself, is what's in general called shamanic journeying. And shamanic journeying, you could say, is a technique to focus your attention on a very specific field. Now, if you focus your attention on a very deep level in the collective subconscious. And in the collective subconscious, we have all these archetypes. All these archetypes, all these mythical things, they live there. And you could say they are, let's say, psychic principles within yourself. And by contacting certain principles, you will activate that archetype within yourself. And you can see that that develops in your daily life, because the shamanic journeying, this layer within the collective subconscious, is also called the causal field, in the sense of the cause lies there for the manifestation, which is in daily life. So if you contact these things and you build up a relation with these, yeah, let's say archetypes, you will see that you activate something which will work out in your daily life. That's the beauty of it. It's really, really powerful. And by doing that, you will see that you get access to, let's say, the field of knowledge. And it's the wrong word, but something like that. You get in contact with that energy. And that energy has a very different range than you have. So that's very, very beneficial if you want a wider look on yourself and, well, anything you want to look at. Very, very helpful. And what's also a very important point in shamanic journeying, I find, is that, you know, in daily life, you only pay attention to the same things all day long, to your thoughts, to your dreams, to your feelings, to the environment, to your neighbors, always the same things. And with learning to journey, you know, one of the things that happens is, well, you learn to pay attention to something else. This whole process is just learning to shift your attention to something else. And the causal field is a very practical field. There you can change things and they will work out in your daily life. Very, very handy. And it's mainly very handy because the collective, or the unconscious in general, but also the collective unconscious, is a state of feeling. So you can harmonize your own emotional state within that field. Well, if you look during the day, what, you know, you can try to concentrate, but there are always these things, you know, the drama sort of things, the big emotions, that pull you out. So when you start to harmonize your emotional field, you will see that your daily life will become much more balanced, that you won't have to compensate in so many ways, and, you know, you do the whole thing that's connected to it. And that gives much more space within your consciousness. Your consciousness is not all the time filled with your personal feelings, which gives space to experience something else. Very, very useful technique. And the last thing we do, I mean, it's really a very, very nice angle we're developing here, I think, is we work with what we call the apps. And the apps are, you could say, small programs, small exercises you can do in your daily environment. This first series is about experiencing nature in a different way, and mainly because nature is very accessible. And just about everybody loves nature. But we'll develop the same sort of things also for, well, more daily life, city life sort of things. But what you learn is to relate in a different way and to experience your environment in a different way. You learn to have another experience from the air, from water, from trees, and all these sort of things. And one of the most beautiful things I find in this process is that many people experience during these exercises that everything in life shouts yes to you, yes, and a very welcoming yes. The only thing is we are too busy, well, with ourselves, as a matter of fact, to notice it and to anticipate on that with the same yes. This whole process is about this yes, to develop yes. First of all, you should be, you could come into a position that you're able to experience that everything is very much inviting, supporting, loving, and saying yes to you all the time. I mean everything. But then you have to be in another state. And when you're in another state, you're receptive to that. And when you're receptive to that, you can try to work to an attitude that you can meet their yes with your yes. And I think that's what in general we call love. And you should be able to meet them with the same, yeah, with the same yes. And I think, well, that's, as a matter of fact, the main thing about this training. You have to learn yes. And then everything changes dramatically. And these are not difficult things. No. I think to really be a healer, and I mean a healer, a very good healer, yeah, that's a gift. But I think these techniques, if you just apply them to your daily life, and not when you think about it or when you read about it, but when you apply them, I guarantee you that your life will change in a very rapid way, in a very positive way. And that's not far away. It's not far away. As I said, you are that. You are this, yes, as a matter of fact. The only thing is we are so busy with all our, yeah, all our things. So this whole process, it's a structured process. It's built up through, you know, how I made the program in 20 years of experience. And that's nice because, you know, I had this school for shamanic healing for 15 years or something. And how it started, You know, when this happened to me, because I was never interested in shamanism to start off with, it really just happened to me. Somebody opened the door and everything went bang, bang, bang. And what happened to me in the first week, first 1 or 2 weeks, I've written it all down at the time. I've written down everything that happened. And what I and when I started to give this training, what I did, I thought, let's say I bring you in the same circumstance. And when it has to happen, it has to happen. Like that. But just being in the circumstance, that's what I meant with these archetypes and that sort of thing, really brings a process of transformation within yourself. And it's on a level where you give the impulse and that will work out. You don't have to, you know, try to do things in such and such way or behave. No, you will see that if you change it in a certain way, that this will work out in your daily life. Very powerful. And very simple. And well, as I said, I'm very happy that this, in the end, because we've been, you know, working on this. This is a totally new form for of presenting it. That we are, well, making it right now also available to more international public. And also in a way which is very pleasant to look at. Because I have a lot of English material, but yeah, most of it is pretty poor quality. And this is extremely high HD special quality, so I'm very happy with that. And, well, it's, you know, I think the program starts in September, then everything will be edited. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Until now it works out extremely beautiful. And I think it's very helpful if you want to develop yourself. That's also the good thing I find with these online trainings, you know, you can do it in your own time, in your own pace, in your own place, in the safety of your own place. And still there is a structured input and there is feedback, if you want, on your process and on your experiences. And we find that works very well. It works very, very well. Because that's the thing in, let's say, let's call it shamanism. In shamanism, you know, there is no time and space in the normal way. No, the time and space is very, it's very, how would I say it? Well, I can't find the word in English. Anyway, it's very, it just fits. This way of how we experience it is the way of this level of being. If you shift to another level of being, you will see that you get into another space, into another form of time. And, well, in that field that I work in, everything is here right now. Anything that ever has been, anything that will be, anybody, anywhere, everything is here. It's the same for everybody. It's just you have to be able to perceive it and anticipate in it. But everything is here. That's what I said. You cannot contribute to life or to God or universe or whatever you want to call it. No, everything is totally perfect, complete. The only thing is, yeah, in the way we look at it, it's very hard to experience it. It's very hard to trust it because trust is the main ingredient. It's the main importance. Because when you trust, you can let go. So this whole process is shaping you in a way that you will see that trust will grow. And not after the first week. You will see if you get into this, that these are processes. So I found by, as I said, I gave him this training for, well, I don't know, maybe 50 times, I don't know, many, many times, that you have to start it up. And then you have to do it for some time. And if you really do it for some time, then you can see that, you know, as I said, you will be in such a different shape after a few months. Just by doing it. Not by understanding it, not by knowing how it works and why it works. Listen, life is a mystery. Life is a mystery. You can think about it whatever you want. It's just thought. Life is a mystery. And we have to learn a way to live with that. Which means life is totally unpredictable, for instance. How can you live with that? And so that's what it's all about. You have to get into a position that you can live with this. Yeah, totally openness of being, you know, because everything just is, everything just goes, and you can anticipate on that in a conscious way, or in an unconscious way. And right now it's 100% unconscious in general, because it all stems from, well, your thoughts, your opinions, your feelings, your experiences. So it all stems from you, from your viewpoint, which you developed in your youth. Well, that's a very limited way of experiencing life. Huh? Because if I look in that way, I cannot see the other possibilities, which are also here. That's what I said. You don't have to contribute to life. Life is complete. Get yourself in a position that you can experience that in a wider way, so you can experience more of that, more complete that. And then you will see that you also get into a position that you can deal with it much better. You know, the funny thing is, everybody tries to get grip, because somewhere we all know life is a mystery and you cannot control it, but we all want to have control. And the funny thing is, the more you try to grab it, the more you will lose it. And the more you can let go of it, the more everything falls into place. That's what I said. It boils down to trust. Trust is the most important thing. And, well, yeah, this, as I said, this training is meant for trying to develop that. Well, anyway, I think it's about time we're going to do the ritual for this week. And this ritual, of course, has the same focus as all these trainings, all these exercises, is to pull your attention away from the things that claim your attention all day long. And they always claim it in the same way. We have to pull your attention away from it. And once it's away from it, you will find yourself back as a much wider state of being. And I think that's very harmonious, very beautiful, and very powerful. Don't expect anything special or spectacular during the ritual. Just lay down, close your eyes. Don't do anything else, because, yeah, of course, you missed the point. As I said before, if you're not here, well, what exactly do you expect from your actions, but also from your experiences? When you're not here, well, you missed the big part. So lay down, close your eyes, and just let the ritual take you to this peaceful place within yourself. And this ritual is just meant to shake you a bit loose from your attachments. And when you're a bit looser in your attachment, you will feel more free, more peaceful, more harmonious. And, well, I recommend it. All right. Thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoy the ritual, and hope you're there again next week. Have a good time.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Thank you.
please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.